A few years ago, Russian olive was banned for sale in Colorado. As I dig through gardens this spring, I think some other plants should be banned. One is Russian sage. It blooms when few other shrubs are blooming. It has a strong flush of flowers, usually in late July. The light blue to lavender flowers form in tall spikes. Russian sage is drought-tolerant once it's established. It's a 3 to 5 foot shrub, but if it gets abundant water, Russian sage grows wild. And after Russian sage is established, it sends out sneaky roots. These roots find holes in weed fabric, cracks in sidewalks, and new water sources. A single Russian sage can colonize an entire garden if the gardener isn't diligent. A less invasive alternative to Russian sage is lead plant. Lead plant is also a moderate-sized shrub. It grows 2 to 4 feet tall and wide. Lead plant is a Rocky Mountain native. Once established, it also survives on natural moisture. Lead plant maintains its compact form even if it gets extra water. Lead plant has long, slender spikes of purple to blue flowers. It blooms in June and July. Deadheading the flowers will extend the bloom period. Lead plant is a legume. Legumes can extract nitrogen from the air and change it into useful nutrients for plants. Lead plant actually builds the soil for other plants in the garden. Lead plant grows at elevations up to 8,000 feet. Some years it may experience winter dieback. Prune it in the spring, and it will respond as a fuller shrub with more flowers. Here are a few other plants I think should be grown sparingly. Barren strawberry is a flowering ground cover that's so aggressive it takes over bluegrass. Creeping yarrow is promoted as an alternative to grass lawns because of its ability to take over. And painted daisy, left on its own, takes over the perennials all around it. One person's weed is another person's treasure, and any plant can become a weed if left unattended. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.